World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, Spencer, never mind, I was going to say something. Folks, man, a lot to do today. And this is going to be a little bit different show than what we normally do because I got that. I just want to, I want you all to be aware of what it is that we just accomplished this weekend, what we did. And we got some pictures, we got some video, got some oversight of exactly what's going on. And as I said to everybody in the pre-show, those who are joining us in the pre-show, wherever you are right now, I encourage you to beef up your supplies. Go to the store and beef up your supplies, because all across America, we're beginning to see that people are going into Walmarts, Kmarts, whatever, and they're filling up their carts and they're going out the door. They're not even paying for it. The people who don't have the ED, whatever that card is, right? They don't have any money. So they're going right in. So all I'm saying to you is don't get there and try to stop them, but go stock up on some supplies. Now, excuse me, we know this isn't going to last much longer, but the effects of it are intended, in my opinion. Is a lot audio, Jack McCarthy asked. I don't know, Jack. The intention is chaos. Remember, Satan is the author of chaos. He's the author of chaos. And so the one side is all about chaos. And that's really where we are, what we're in the middle of. And by the way, this is, I want to finish this up. This is, get it up there, Coach. Psalm 3. Hey, JR, thanks for sitting in for me on Friday. I didn't get a chance. We listened a little bit, didn't get to listen to the whole lot, but I know that you did a great job for us. I appreciate you. What? Proverbs, I did it again. I got Psalm stuck in my head. Proverbs. Proverbs, bring that up, Spence. Proverbs.
Coach, it is Psalms.
It is Psalms today.
Michelle, it's Psalms today. I love her. She's listening up there. So it is Psalms. So bring up Psalm number 3, which is what we're supposed to be reading today? Is it Psalm 3? We were supposed to have been reading these over the last I don't even know what day it is. So hang in there with me, right? Yeah, pull up the Liberty Action Network so we can see where we are on that Spence. Mel just put it in the chat. 10 days of prayer. Today is the 10th day. Scroll on down, babe. See, what are we on? What are we on here? We're on Psalm 3 today. Psalm 3, that's what I got. Pulled up there. Lord, how they have increased to trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me, and many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me. How about that? And he heard me from his holy hill, Selah. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord. Save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone. Yeah, you've broken their teeth. You broke the teeth of the ungodly. Well, we broke some teeth this weekend. I'm going to get to that here in a second. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. Selah. Selah basically means so be it, right? Praise the Lord, so be it. Selah. Amen, amen, amen. Wow. Hey, pull this up real quick for me. I sent Spencer a lot of stuff. I want you to see that. We went to St. Louis, okay? We went to St. Louis this weekend. And I'm waiting. I don't know if Randy's in here, because Randy Lunsford went above and beyond the call of duty. The information he got, the researching he got, was absolutely unbelievable. He and old Joe showed up. Joe came down there with him, and we took a crew of, well, Spencer, let's do it real quickly. Where do I start? Jeez. Pull up Mish blowing a shofar at the arch. We were at the, I'm going to show you why we went to St. Louis here. Okay. Just a picture of the picture of me says, okay, hang on. There's oh, he's running through the pictures. I got some stuff to show you for sure. Okay. Okay. Keep it there. There it is. There it is. There it is. Coach Dave blowing the shofar. And there's a Facebook link of me blowing the arch, Spencer. See if you can find that real quick. There it is. This Gary took this. Gary Pierce took this. We are standing at the base of the Gateway Arch. I'm going to talk about that here in a second and why that matters. Okay. But Gary was trying to figure out how to work my phone. I can't tell you how many places we went and we blew the shofar this weekend. It's unbelievable. We drove out from Columbus, Ohio, directly to St. Louis. We spent the night, ate a bunch of food. Thanks for all of you out there for supporting us. Got up the next morning, ate a quick little breakfast in the hotel, and we launched out like you can't believe. And Randy, I'll get Randy in here in a second. The mounds, the places Randy sent us was absolutely unbelievable. So this is Gary filming me blowing the shofar. You know, it was amazing when we were at the arch. The number of people said, what is that? You know, I'm carrying my show. I wish I had my show. Michelle, maybe you can bring my shofar down. I don't know where I put it. Maybe you can bring a shofar down because maybe people haven't seen them before. And so we went to these public places. We prayed. We anointed. We put rocks. And we blew the shofar. I blew the shofar. Now, friends, don't miss this. This is so critical for us to understand. Dale, are you out there? I hope Dale's out there. Because look, folks, it's not by coincidence that Coach Dave, that'd be me, was at the headwaters of the Mississippi River a week ago. You remember that when I was in Minnesota, right? And we salted the water up at the headwaters of
don't forget Alan Zeifer.
Alan Zeifer gave me this shofar. I'm going to blow it here in a second. And we salted the headwaters. Frick, folks, listen. St. Louis, Missouri, thank you, Randy, is the crossroads of the demonic. Listen to me. The water flows the Mississippi River Basin. I could pull that up if I want. I'm distracted here a second, okay? Two-thirds of the water, fresh water in America, flows down the Mississippi River. Two-thirds of the water in America flows down the Mississippi. Great Lakes, all that stuff. So when the Lord sent us up there to salt the Mississippi River at the headwaters, I didn't have any idea. I wasn't putting it together. And then we went this weekend, and we're standing at the Gateway Arch. Now, come on. Come on now. Is there a picture? Oh, God, I wish I was better organized. The Gateway Arch sits right at the mouth, right at the Mississippi River. Folks, it's a highway. If you can see it, hang on. The Mississippi River comes down and Interstate 70 goes across. And Interstate 70 goes across and there sits that Gateway Arch, which is nothing but a portal to the demonic. Do you get it? Do you get it? And so we went. Oh, I got some stuff to show you. And we reclaimed that for the cause of Christ. I got a lot of stuff. Randy in here yet? Because I don't want to start talking about Randy because Randy deserves a pat on the back and the credit. So if he's in here, you guys ever heard this so far? Now this goes back to Gideon's army. If you remember the story of Gideon's army, they were overwhelmed. They were way overwhelmed, Gideon's army was. And they didn't know what to do. And Gideon says, hey, listen, you guys with those horns, those shofars, you get down there and you get ready. When I give the word, blow those suckers way up. It says it stills the avenger. At the same time, make a lot of noise. Shine, get candles out, bang on the drums, make a lot of noise because we want the enemy to think there's a million of us. And there wasn't a million of them. Just the faithful believers who showed up. And Gideon's army turned the battle. So I'm not claiming we're Gideon's army, but the impact is the same. You get it? The impact is the same. So while we're staking the arch, yeah, we staked the arch. I'm going to show you some of the stuff that we did. Gary filmed me. It's real short. So Gary's looks, you got a Gary's ugly face at it. He's on my phone trying to figure out how to work my phone. So here I am blowing this. I can't tell you how many people that came up to say, what is that? I've never heard anything like it. So it's a ram's horn. It's a ram's horn. And thanks, Alan Zeifer, for giving me this very special one, by the way. We blew this thing, oh my goodness, all over our trip, downtown St. Louis, front of the courthouse. Go ahead and play Gary real quickly.
I'm looking at myself.
So he's trying to get it running.
How come I'm looking at myself?
Now just play it.
We're live. We're live. Live at in St. Louis at the Arch.
Now, folks, do you understand? Freeze that. I'm standing under the arch, which is the portal. It is a portal. It's not an arch. They called it the gateway to the west. You remember that? You remember that gateway to the arch? Do you know that right behind me, if I took 100 steps, I'd be in the Mississippi River? It's the intersection of Broad and High, the Gateway Arch and the Mississippi River. Dale, we're coming to New Orleans, because that's where the Mississippi dips in to the Gulf of America. Isn't that something, right? Huh? Folks, we're doing some big stuff. So Randy's in here now. Come on in here, Randy. I got all the documents, folks. I'm going to show you some. It's going to take a while to make this happen here, okay? But I'm going to show you some documents that Randy put together that we used when we were there. Pull up, it says all connected, and it says parallel gates. Well, I want you all to see this on the screen. This is what I was talking about by accident. I didn't even know it. You know which one I'm talking about there, Spence? Nope, that's not the one. There it was. Back one. Could you, geographical Mississippi watershed. Remember, by accident, I found myself, not really, I was invited to Winona, Minnesota, which is the headwater. Scroll down. There it is. Okay, folks, see the Mississippi River? Now, imagine sitting right at St. Louis, Missouri. I started at the top, okay? I was at the top 2 weeks ago. This is the steps of a righteous man ordered by the Lord. This is not happening by accident, I'm telling you. So I started in Minnesota. Spencer, put the mark clear up at the top. Put a marker up. Clear up there. Clear. Can you make that a little bigger? Doesn't matter. I was up in Winona, Minnesota. See where that starts? Down the Mississippi. Midway down the Mississippi, you run into St. Louis. What do you see down in St. Louis? The Gateway Arch. The demonic platform, the Gateway Arch. There it is, right? East to west, north, south, east to west. They built a friggin' arch, which is a portal. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to believe it. But we went and we did great damage to the demonic power there at St. Louis. Randy, come on in a minute. Come on in here, Randy. I'm going to give you all a chance to ask questions here and stuff. But Randy, lay out for us. Folks, do you see that? As you're looking at that screen right now, do you see the top of the Mississippi? Up at Winona where I was? Not making it about me. Do you see the Gulf of Mexico where it dumps into? By the way, Trump calling it now the Gulf of America. Yes or no? Gulf of America. Dumping in down in Louisiana where Dale Socha is. And we go to the midway part yesterday where the Gateway Arch is. Do you think the demonic are doing this for nothing? Randy, come on in a little bit. And I got all the charts. And if you want to throw one of them up there, Randy. Randy, what inspired you to put all this stuff together? By the way, Spence, pull up for me the one attachment. It's the same one. You had it up there earlier. Just click, and I'll tell you which one it is. There, there, folks. Randy took us yesterday, this weekend, the 38th parallel. Look at these mounds that Randy found. They're not Indian mounds. Look at these mounds that Randy found on the 38th parallel. The Monk's Mound, we went there. The Big Mound, we went there. Bloody Island, we went there. The Awakening Giant, we went there. Folks, they're all in a straight line west of the gateway. You with me? All of them. If you see right there, Randy said those 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 mounds are 2.2 miles between each one, all in a straight line. Anybody, come on now. Come on now. And what's the gateway arch? The gateway arch built on the same spot, and those things are in direct alignment going under that portal. Wow, I'm getting goosebumps. Come on in, Randy. What put you onto this, Randy? Paul's got a hand. Go ahead, Paul, and then Randy, get in here.
I'm staying in my lane, Coach. So the Mississippi, I used to live in Bemidji. That's the first city where the Mississippi goes through. That's very northern. If you go all the way down to where the outlet is, which is, we call that the Louisiana Cancer Alley. It's the highest incidence of cancer in the world. Because
is that Mississippi, right?
Mississippi is a filter for all the glyphosates, the wash off of all the farms and everything else. And it all concentrates in that area. And just so we understand the big picture, because I'm a big picture kind of person, you know, these are sacrifices. This is what Satan needs. It needs to sacrifice people in order to gain power, the spiritual power. It's what we're doing, Coach.
And we don't get it, see? And we don't get it. And this all came to – that's what, hey, Dale, I'm coming your way. We're coming your way, Dale. We started at the top. We're coming your way. Are you there, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Randy, just go ahead and take us through. I got all your maps. I got all everything we can go to if you want to. Explain to everybody from your position what the heck we just did. What about
Coach? Craig and I talked about this a couple of months ago. You know, and he saw that giant, the Awakening Giant. He saw that and said, "This is something huge in the demonic." In their playbook, we got to do something. So,
Spencer, see if you can find the Awakening Giant. Let me see where it would be here on that piece. Keep talking, Randy.
Yeah, so
there it is, folks. So, folks, hang on, folks.
That started the discussion. Craig kind of had this, and he grabbed hold of him, and then he told me about it, and then he said, "Look, can you work with me?" And I said, "Sure. This is good. I think it's great." So he was on. He was doing Refiner's Fire. He was covered up. So I took this and I started going backwards from this point. And I'm thinking, why would they put it there? Why is it, you know, what's the reason? And so you start going backwards and researching. So then the mounds came into the picture in Illinois, and then the mounds in St. Louis. There's two separate groups divided by the Mississippi River.
Chris, right there. Go back if you will. Go back. Folks, this is a thing called the Awakening Giant. Now, I've never heard of it ever in my life. And why somebody would let them do this, I don't know. So here's this giant. His foot's, you see his foot, then you see his knee, then you see his arm in the air, and we just saw his head. Go back to his head, okay? This thing is, what did I say, about 100 yards. There's his head. Folks, come on now. What does the Bible say?
About 90 feet, Coach. About 30 yards, wasn't it?
30 yards. Yeah, I said.
No, 30. It was 90. It was, no, you're right. It was 90 yards. It was, yeah, about 100 yards.
Yeah. I said, no, it was 30. I said three first downs. That's what it was. And so this is the head of this thing, folks. And what's it called, Randy? The Awakening Giant. Friends, does this have anything to do with the fact that the giants are supposed to emerge out of the ground and men's hearts failing them for fear for things coming upon the earth? Is this not? So here's the head of it. Okay, Randy started his research. So what the hell is this thing about? And then show that other picture. There's his head. this giant coming out of the ground. And there, that this is the, it's unbelievable. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, so that was the beginning of it. And that was, you know, back, I don't know, back in first part of September, I think. But so I just, it started coming together and I started working on this coach and it just took time to get it ready. And, but we were all eager to do and zealous to do something.
Steve,
you know,
Jackson in the background right now is getting ready to stake. You see Steve with his bag there. Go ahead.
So anyhow, it started coming together. And then once I saw this line coach, it was just like a ley line, I think. I mean, I don't know how to explain all that. I just know when I see Evil's agenda, I can see that they've done something beforehand. So, and then they keep pouring on when they find a holy place for them, they are a portal, whatever you want to call it. They began to use it for their purposes, and it's all nefarious. So even though people, and then, but I took us back, Coach, in my notes, I take us back I think it's pre-Adam, you know, even if you don't believe that, you can start after, you know, the covenant creation and Adam and Eve and all that, you can start at that point in time. But the fact is, when you see these mounds, Coach, you've already proven this, and Fritz Zimmerman and L.A. Marzulli, some of these mounds, they were built by giants. Okay, there's no other possible way.
No other way. They weren't built by Indians.
So yeah, the Indians come along in their day, Coach, and they used them, and they lived on them, and they offered their sacrifices on them, and they used them as for their temples and all this and that. Coach, they had some kind of esoteric knowledge. We call it fallen knowledge, secret knowledge. And they used it. It's like to middle finger God. It's to shake their fist at him and say, we're coming back. We're going to take you down yet. So the giant, when you realize why it's coming out of the ground, is their plan is to however that looks. We can go off into 100 different rabbit trails and talk about that for days. But the point is, they're trying to resurrect that spirit, Coach. And if you read the book of Enoch, he clearly teaches and shows you that those all the evil spirits on the earth are from the dead, disembodied spirits of the giants, which were half human and half watcher, half fallen angel. So they don't. God had no place for them. So that's why
they don't die, Randy. They cannot die.
Their spirits are still here. They're causing. And if you read the 15th chapter of Enoch, he says that God let them be here to bring trouble, chaos, confusion, evil everywhere where they are. But you don't have to if you will rebuke that and you will come against it in the name of the Lord and with his spirit, with his word. You don't have to coexist. See, our country have walked into this land and it was already there. And we just coexisted with it, Coach. We put up with this crap. So the day is here and now when the church should understand they don't have to live with this. We have authority over it. It's God's land. Every square inch of it is his. So when you understand that now, it's like we have the keys in our hands. We have the tools to go stop this. And that's why we did this operation. That's why you're going to see more and more people in the church, the believers, the true believers, who are going to say, not on my ground, not in my city, not on my land. And we're going to start taking back God's earth. It doesn't belong to the devil. He can win in the air in the frequencies because we won't take them either. But what did Adam have, Coach? He had authority over the land, the water, and the air. And God and Jesus is the second Adam, and he took it back. He owns it. So what did he do? He gave us all. He transferred that authority to us in Matthew 28.
Every place you put your foot, I've given unto you as an inheritance. Only be strong and very courageous. Be not afraid, for the Lord is God is with you everywhere you go, right? Wherever you go. Randy, let me interrupt here a second. Spencer, pull up Cahokia Mounds. I want to show you guys some pictures. I had no idea. I had no idea that this was out there. Okay, so look. Here we are at the Monk's, it's called Monk's Mound, okay? I'm blowing the shofar there, of course. I go to the next picture. Look at this, a sacred spot. Does anybody see the all-seeing eye in the middle of that, other than me? Does anybody see that in the middle of it? That hand with the all-seeing eye on it? Stoppy, sacred space. This is a sacred space to who? The Indians? Is that what they want us to believe? Did the Indians do that? Go to the next one. This is all to Cahokia Mounds. Sun's coming up. We were there at sunrise. Go ahead. There's our crew, George and Mike and me and old Joe and Randy and Steve-O and Ty. Ty came down from Chicago and joined us. A 2, 4, 6, 7-man crew. Go to the next picture.
Eight with Gary, Coach.
Eight with Gary. Gary's there. Gary's taking the picture. There's the Cahokia Mound. I never heard of it ever in my life. How many steps was it to get up there? It was a bunch. It was a bunch of steps. And we went up to the top of the Cahokia Mounds. And remember, these are all in the same parallel. All of these things, the window, the arch, this would, if we were to pick this up and shove it, it would go right through the window of the arch. It's right straight ahead, 38th parallel. Go to the next picture. Is there another one there? I don't know if there's another one there. So there's the arch in the back of us. And Randy took this and we salted the water. Randy made this. Randy, why did you take this stone, which we threw into the Mississippi River? And by the way, friends, here we are standing on this, looking right through the arch. And right, what is right in the middle of the arch? Why? The government building. The law offices. Right in the middle of the arch. That's St. Louis behind us, by the way. What is that stone, Randy, that you threw into the same waters that we had salted? What is that, Randy?
That was just a gift from my sister, Coach, that made that for me back in 2020. And I took the scripture of Jeremiah 51, 60 through 64, basically, when God told Jeremiah, when he was in Babylon, he told him, he gave him the word. He told Jeremiah to write it down, to speak it, and then take it and bind it to a stone and throw it in the Euphrates River. Okay. So, Coach, I mean, I'm not trying to mimic Jeremiah, but I saw something in that he was at Babylon, Coach. It was the world empire at that time, and it had his people captive. So Jeremiah, understanding this, what's going on, and he's the prophet during the time telling everybody what's going to come. Well, the same prophecy God used to bring judgment on his people, he's going to bring judgment on the people who did it. So Coach, this all ties in directly to our time here, our country, our time, everything. So I took that stone, Coach, and after we did the declarations and the decrees, I taped that, put it in a bag. We did that there at that spot right there on that overlook, because I wasn't sure where we could throw this in the river. So we couldn't reach the river right there. So we decide our next stop was going to be when we crossed it at Eads Bridge, which, by the way,
Spencer, pull that up. Says Buddy Island and Eads Bridge. And you'll see Randy dropping the stone in the Mississippi River. That stone he's holding right there. Right?
Eads Bridge, Coach, the first bridge ever built, metal bridge across the Mississippi River.
Wow.
And it's on the ley line, Coach. It's the very center. That's the crossroads, Coach. You just think, if that road wasn't there over there on the east, on the St. Louis side, they would have built that arch right there, I believe. This is the Gateway Arch Park extends from I-55 all the way from the south, all the way north to this bridge, this road on the north side. That was the park. So I just wanted this. I had this in my heart, Coach, to do drop this stone and speak. And what we did, and if you go back in our opening prayer and our closing prayer, what we did all these different, this operation, these different parts of it. But what this one represents to me, Coach, is that God is removing the spirit of Babylon from our nation. This is a righteous nation coming back to it again. And I think that I just try to do what I believe is obedient. I don't know all the end game. I don't know everything. The results are on the Holy Spirit, Coach.
But, Randy, we went to that arch, and we blew that shofar at that arch, and we salted the water. We salted the water again, folks. Remember, I started up in Winona, Minnesota. Didn't even know why I went. I mean, I knew why I went there, but I was up, right? And now we've salted it in the Mississippi River in St. Louis. Folks, it's the crossroads, 38th parallel.
Coach, I'm laying in my bed here after we got back home, and it hit me. it hit me. A lot of times, Coach, we got to be obedient in the moment. We may not understand every detail, but if we are looking back, you're going to see it. It's going to come together. Why God had me do this? Why the Holy Spirit gave me an unction to do something? Coach, I lay there and I realized that we dropped this stone. I went to the center of that bridge, Coach. I just needed to be in the center of that bridge, right in the middle of that river.
We popped up our hood, so they thought we broke down. So cars went.
Yeah, I had no idea what this was going to look like, Coach. I had to be prepared for a lot of different options, but this is where I wanted to go, right here, the center of this bridge. I wanted to drop that stone, and it was a heavy stone. It was probably weighed a good 10 pounds, Anyway, Coach, laying in bed, I realized we hit the crossroads, Coach. We were on the axis mundi, the center point of what this portal system represents, north and south, east and west. We were at X marks the spot, Coach, right there, I believe.
And no doubt about it, man. Hey, Spencer, pull up. We're moving quickly. I'm going to open up for you here in just a second, folks. Pull up. It says St. Louis trip. St. Louis trip. Now, friends, I'm not going to maybe we can put it in. I don't know how we put it in the chat. These are the four attachments that Randy sent out to us before we went, okay? Advancing his kin, reversing the curse. Look at the places we went. Archaeological template. He talks about when it happened. Nephilim context, pre-Adamic. Noah's flood. Joshua's conquest of Canaan. Pre-Columbian mounds in North America. Undocumented period. Mississippi period. Tells the dates over here. Written history, Jamestown Settlement, Mayflower Compact, westward. Remember, Gateway Arch was a gateway to the west. We thought it was for expansion. It was for demonic expansion, folks. Demonic expansion. The gateway to the west gave us Las Vegas, gave us Los Angeles, gave us San Francisco, right? Manifest destiny, unpassed unrighteous altars of blood sacrifices. You had the St. Louis mound, the Cahuca mounds, bloody Island, we went there. We went to all these places. Go to the next one. Okay, keep it there. So other obedient sons and daughters of God. Here's the latitudes, folks, of the places we went. You understand that means that's a straight line. St. Louis is 38. The Big Mound is 38.64. The Cahuca Mounds is 38.39. The Bloody Island is 38.6. It's like somebody drew a line down the middle and said, all right, build things on these spots. And that's what we got. The old courthouse, the awakening giant, all on the 38th parallel. 38 something there. You can read all this stuff. We'll put it in chat. Next one, scrolling down. I don't know if we can even put it in chat. This is all the work that Aunt Randy did before we even got there. Okay, St. Louis on the 38th parallel ley line. The Cahuca Mounds, the Bloody Island, we hit all these places. Mississippi River, Arch Gateway. The old courthouse, we staked all of them. The Big Mound, the Awakening, Manifesto. Go west. The false narrative in 1984 was a nefarious agenda. Go west. Westward expansion was demonic, friends. That's what wasn't what it was supposed to be, but it became demonic. Scroll down, Spencer, if you can. Manifesto explains all this stuff, other considerations, East St. Louis, Illinois. As a result of economic division, Eads Bridge was the first metal bridge across the Mississippi, yada, yada, yada. So look, I don't know how to get all this stuff to you. Randy did his work. He did his research, man. Unbelievable. All this stuff we had before we went. They say, well, Coach, aren't you right now blowing the cover? Nah, no. We have pulled those strongholds down. We pulled them down. We're not worried about the attack of the enemy. You can pray for us if you want to. We're not worried about the devil fighting back. Devil doesn't very good at defense. Devil plays offense, not real good at defense. And so that's what we did. That's what we did. And I'm going to St. Louis next. Okay, I'm going to open it up here. You can ask Randy questions. You can ask anybody who was part of it, somebody that was part of it that wants to say something. Greg, come on in.
So, Spencer, pull up the link there, the seven churches. We're using Wikipedia because it's concise. Okay, look at that right there. See all those locations right there? You see Philadelphia right there? Okay, go up a little bit in the chat there. It says location in Turkey. The coordinates of the Church of Philadelphia is 38.21.
Wow. Okay.
So when I was telling Randy about this, you know, and this was back in, I think, August or whatever, late August, I said, you know, Randy, I don't know about, I know about, there's a giant in DC. We can talk about that another day. But anyways, same guy did the same architecture, by the way. He did five of them. And they're actually located different places across the nation, world, actually. But anyways, I said, Randy said, this is, this arch is right here, right in the middle of these seven churches. So this, it's a magnetic ley line, literally a magnetic ley line. And then, of course, it goes right over into the 38th parallel, which is right there in North Korea and South Korea, right? Which is a war that's never been settled. It's only at a truce.
Folks, look at it like an electrical line, all right? It's an electrical line laid straight on the 38th parallel. And this knowledge that the dark side has that we don't understand, they build on the 38th parallel. That's why St. Louis was so critical to them. It was literally the crossroads of the demonic. Now, do I have this here? Bear with me a second. Fresh water. I told you the other day, the Muslims want the fresh water, right? Muslims want the fresh water. Well, I'm looking here. Oh, golly, I'm not going to find it. I'll look. The entire freshwater system of North America drains through the Mississippi River, folks. Drains to the Gulf of America. I'm going to find that someplace while somebody else is talking. Joe Allen, come on in while I'm looking here.
As well, St. Louis is demonic. There's Lambert Airport as well. It's on that ley line, and they run. They got these huge tunnels that run underneath that airport.
They do.
And also, child trafficking has been stopped there at Lambert Airport.
That's
said.
Spencer, pull up again that map that we had, the very first one I had you. What does it say in the email? No, it's a standalone. What the heck is it? No, it won't be on it. There. Folks, can you not see it? Can you not see it? Can you not see? There's one highway, the Mississippi River. And right in the middle is what? St. Louis, 38th parallel. There's a crossroads, Route 70, drove us right into, look where Columbus is, go over to Columbus, Ohio. So we had to go a little bit south when we drove. We gradually went to Columbus, to Indianapolis, and then we had to come down a little bit down into St. Louis. But look at that. That is literally like in the heart, middle of America. You see that?
So, Coach, let me back up just a little bit right here from Rand. Look at the map. Okay, so, Coach, the Missouri River is a huge part of the Mississippi. Okay. It drains all the Rocky Mountains nearly from the continental divide to the east into the Mississippi. Okay. If you go back at the headwaters of the Missouri, it's right there in a place called Three Forks and in Montana, right there, just north of Yellowstone. But see all those rivers, the Yellowstone River, these two rivers that feed it and go start it right here. That's Three Forks, right? But anyway, they come out of Yellowstone, Coach. Yellowstone is the biggest volcanic system maybe anywhere. It's definitely the biggest one in North America. But this all ties, it goes way deeper than us. It's way past our pay scale. And Craig even may understand this. Mm-hmm. But if you go back to the four rivers in the Garden of Eden, Coach, the rivers, why is that so important? Because in Genesis chapter 2, he the river system, Coach, has, it's very connected to Eden. Okay, so when you understand that God put the rivers on the earth for a purpose, and a big purpose, it, not just for, you know, it has to do with the elements and the resources and all this. Why are we here in a world, in a place, in a land where this system is contained? And guess what, Coach? The Missouri runs into the Mississippi in St. Louis. So it's there, that convergence.
The Ohio runs into the Mississippi in St. Louis.
Coach, the convergence like Craig's talking about back in Turkey, where all the water, that's supposedly where, maybe possibly where the, or Eden was, I'm not going to say, but I'm still studying that, but the same, it's the same latitude. It's the same magnetic ley line. This is all right in here in St. Louis is 38.4 to 38.8. That's the same coordinate latitude of all that in northern Turkey where all this is. Spencer, it's not by accident, Coach.
Spencer, at the bottom of this one that you have up there is a minute 36 second video. Go back to the original, going down there. Minute, folks, geography facts, Mississippi watershed. Remember this. Coach Dave, for who knows why, unction of the Lord, I was in where? Winona, Minnesota, which is, look, what they're going to show you here. Remember, water represents the Holy Spirit. The water runs into the Mississippi River. Go ahead. It's a minute and a half. The watershed's the largest drainage basin in North America with an area of 3.2 million square kilometers, or 1,245,000 square miles, water flowing into the Mississippi, tributaries coming into the Mississippi. 32 states, 2 Canadian provinces. Keep going, I'll read it. Watershed extends from the Allegheny Mountains in the east to the Rocky Mountains in the west. Holy Spirit, the area of watershed covers 40% of the land mass of the continental United States. We got to go to New Orleans next. Watershed contains many tributaries. Mississippi River, Missouri River combination is the fourth longest in the world. You're right, Ray. It looks like veins in a body. Starting at the source of Lake Itasca, Minnesota, the Mississippi River flows 2,320 miles and empties into the Gulf of Mexico, down there where Dale Socha lives. We're going there next. Mount Elbert in Colorado is the highest point in the watershed at 14,000 feet. Wow. Shelby, come on in.
Good morning, sons and daughters of the Most High God.
Morning, Shelby.
I want to give glory to the King of Kings.
Amen.
I'm so full of joy. When I just saw that, I seen you guys with living, God's living river just flowing all over this nation. It was just remarkable. Coach, I'm so blessed to sit under you and Craig and Randy and you mighty men. When I seen that picture of you guys walking up those steps, I was just like, way to go, brothers. I was your cheerleader on this side. I was fasting and breaking and all hell was breaking loose all weekend long. And I had you guys just, God is phenomenal. I literally seen just rivers of his Holy Spirit, those living waters coming out of you and just amen, like a flood, just flooding this whole earth. And so you guys have just, you're amen, spreading his Holy Spirit. And I'm in awe of him. I'm just amen, in awe of him. Thank you very much.
Well, Shelby, everybody out there, begin to do this, man. Begin to do this in your local towns. Take this authority in your local towns. This is, look, we don't want to become a traveling road show. I mean, we'll go do that. But you guys can take authority right there. All power has been given unto you, both in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. Teach them to observe all I've commanded you. Cast down imaginations and every high lofty thing exalts. Look, folks, we closed a portal.
Hallelujah. And that's what I'm saying. That's what you guys have been teaching me to do. Craig has got me on refiner's fire. I'm going around to churches and saying that the gates of hell won't prevail and we're losing his Holy Spirit. And when I saw that video, I just saw the streams of the Holy Spirit just flooding this earth and taking back land.
Water is the flowing of the Holy Spirit, right? The flowing of the Holy Spirit. Oh man, I gotta get down to New Orleans. Come on in, Brett White, come on in, Brett. By the way, it was men only. Men only. We didn't want to try to offend anybody. Men only went to this event. Go ahead, Brett.
Morning, Coach. Morning, team. Hey, I just wanted to point out something just a little peculiar in that whole area there. But there's at least a couple rivers that run north before they get into the Mississippi.
Wow. What are they, you know, Brett?
Yeah, the Allegheny, the, let's see, what's called?
The Kanawha River, maybe. The Kanawha, does it run north? And, of course, I go on the New River, and the New River dumps into whichever one it flows north. There's only two. I think there's only two, Brett, in North America that flow north. I think you're right.
Okay, or three, because Niagara Falls flows north.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Folks,
anyway,
water represents the Holy Spirit, does it not? Does it not? Has the water been polluted? The Holy Spirit not flown because it's been polluted, been seized, been stolen? Jack, come in.
Yeah, Coach, what an amazing picture. I had never realized how much the Yellowstone Basin feeds of the rest of the country. You realize that that is how the minerals are replenished, because the hot water is coming from miles deep in the earth and bringing up all that dissolved particulate matter. And then it's spreading it all through the bread basket where Amen. We grow all the food.
Amen.
That is amazing.
It is amazing, Jack. So think about that, folks. All that stuff, all the poison that's flowing into those rivers everywhere we go, right? And in and up now, folks, Gulf of America. Is Trump crazy? Who would have ever thought a year ago that they would rename the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America? Something crazy going on. Craig, come on in. Yeah.
Craig, can I go
ahead? Go ahead, man.
Coach, I don't know if you have the William Romaine documents that he did, Indiana University. I don't know if you have those.
I don't think I do.
I sent about seven or eight of them. There was about a 40-page, it was basically a thesis. It is so unbelievable. But I want to read just one or two sentences out of his conclusion. This guy, William Romaine, did this back in, I think, the 80s on the Cahokia Mound and the St. Louis Mound group. He did it on those mounds, and he connected them, and he's showing the implications. So here, can I read this, Coach?
Yeah, stop a second, though. Hang on, folks. Do you understand? All of these mounds are at the intersection of the Mississippi River and the 38th parallel. It's something being shown to us that we're missing. Go ahead, Randy.
Okay, so I've got it highlighted in my notes here, Coach. I'm going to just give you some points just to connect this. Okay, the Cahokia Mound Group in Illinois is acknowledged as the largest Native American city north of Mexico. The St. Louis Mound Group had at least 25 earthen mounds, including the so-called Big Mound that contained dozens of human burials. So they leveled all those mounds, Coach, in the 1800s because the city was growing so much, and they used them for their purposes, and there's only one left now. Even the Big Mound, where we went to the little park place that they had for it, you couldn't see it because it's been gone since the 1800s. But there was only one left, Coach. But what he's done, he put together the map system that they did in the from the 1700s, the 1800s, and he put together the map system and connected exactly what it would have looked like. Okay, so here's the point of this. His findings are assessed for astronomic alignments, landscape relationships, and possible cosmological implications. That was his goal, Coach, when he did this work. Now let me read you his conclusion. What I am getting at is that caves and underground passages, oh, by the way, there was like over 50 caves and entrances to the underworld there, Coach, under St. Louis. It was full of caverns. That's the reason the beer companies liked it. They could use those to store beer. It was cool.
And Anheuser-Busch is there, folks.
So you've got all that under the caverns, Coach. They were just all under that area. So here's what he said. What I'm getting at is that caves and underground passages, the Mississippi River and its iterations, and the Milky Way are in a sense manifestations of the same phenomenon. That is, they are all conduits.
Mm.
Caves, the river, the Milky Way are metonymous in that all are passageways between realms. They connect this world to the below world, the other world, and the land of the dead.
Wow.
Together, these relationships suggest that the St. Louis Mound Group was a center place connecting the earth, the sky, and the below world's realms to the living and the dead.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Coach, and I can show you the maps that he did, all the geometry showing the alignments. That I can read more. But what he also concludes, Coach, is there is nowhere else in our nation that shows a perfect alignment for all the seasons, for all the everything, the moon, the sun, the moon, the stars. So what I'm saying, Coach, is that these peoples, whether they're indigenous peoples, or we know that the giants built these, but they understood the alignments. They could tell time by these mounds, Coach. They could use it. It was like a timetable. Okay, so they're using this, you know, for their purposes. It's not for God. They're trying to find God through this, but they're on these unrighteous altars. And so, Coach, it's hard to please God when you just coexist with unrighteous blood, unrighteous altars, and you don't change it, and you just live with it, and you're complicit. And this is exactly where we are in our country, Coach, at this time. We got to stand up and abolish all of this. You know, it's not enough to just say it's wrong. We have to lay our body on the line and be the difference right now. We're in this time,
Coach. So, Randy, Stephanie, our resident ex-witch, just texted me. She said, as an ex-witch, I'll tell you, in occultist practice for ritual, water connects air to earth. Folks, this is from a witch, a pagan, former pagan, right? Water connects air to the earth. Kind of think how rain forms from lakes and such, the process, the energy that has to be raised as it changes from water to cloud, right? Huh? Water becomes clouds. Clouds rain, they become water. It goes between. Occult practice rituals usually have to have both air and water to make it work. Oh, my goodness. Craig, come on in. Thanks, Stephanie.
Well, this it's good this all ties in, Coach. And you need to get a hold of L.A. Marzulli and some of these other podcasters and watch, because you got people operating in gifts that they don't understand some of these things, although they touch upon them. Okay.
Randy, maybe, huh?
Oh, well, a whole bunch of people here. Stephanie's, the Randy's, the whole group here, right? Yeah. So I'm just explaining some things I put in the chat starting at 7:40. Okay. Why did Washington, D.C. end up where it was, Coach? Well, remember they wanted to go Philadelphia, New York. They were, where are we going to put this capital at, right? Well, guess what? You know what the coordinates are? 38.54.
There you go.
East, west. But look at what north, south is. 77. See, I know that because I live here. All right. So I started looking at these numbers years ago and I'm like, 77 north, south, right? Okay. 38. Wow. You go over to the seven churches. Wow. That's kind of important, don't you think? And let's just see. We'll put the largest pillar obelisk in the world, 666 feet tall, right across from where the guy lives. Wonder why we're doing that. All right. So when you start to see these things, you're filling in the gap. Okay. So that's Washington, D.C.'s coordinates, right? And then what happens is you're talking about the water. This is what Genesis 1:2. This is Stephanie, right? Thank you, Stephanie. The Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Right off from the get-go, right at the beginning of the book, right? The face of the waters. Then what? This is what's really, let's just don't call it ironic. Hey, that's it. You want that one back there, Spencer, you want to show where the 38?
Hey, folks, real quick, I want you to think about this, folks. They're building all all these things out here in Ohio. And what do they need, Craig? What do they need? Water.
Data center.
Water. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you can keep the coordinates up, because that will help people see that, and they'll look in the chat, Spencer. But anyways, okay, so this is what's really cool, Coach. All right, remember I said DC was on the 38th parallel?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? 5 years ago, we were standing at the 38th parallel, but we were at Sheridan Circle, and we were at President Obama's residence after That's he right. got out, were we not?
That's right, amen.
And you were, on October 31st, you were standing in St. Louis on the 38th parallel, were you not?
I was, brother.
And we were asking for equal justice, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
And we went over to Bill Barr's house and we said, hey, you know, you're the AG, do what's right, okay? Yep. And so I've said that the beginning of Noah's flood has been October 31st, when we cycle on that particular day around our orbit, what I would call, all right, or whatever, the heavens roll over us, don't matter. And I want to read Genesis 7:11. It says, the days of Noah, he opened up the waters. Genesis 7:11, fountains of the great deep. I think there's a lot of water under where you were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. Didn't we do a little thing about how Sam Heen, or whatever it is, they think the veil is thinnest on October 31st? Ask Stephanie. She'll tell you. October 31st is considered one of the closest days where life, the dead and living, cross over. Okay? And I'm just saying that the fact that we were there 5 years ago in Washington, D.C., and that you guys were there, is no coincidence that you being obedient to the things of the Lord.
My life verse, I'm running out of time here. Shelby, you still got your hand up. I didn't know if you want to come back in. If you do, just hang on a second.
No.
My life verse, Spencer, pull it up for me. Psalm 37. Psalm 37, 23. It's become my life verse. When I went through all that mess with the ACLU, yada, 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 I wrote a book and called it A Season Ordered by the Lord. Psalm 37. Verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. I'm going to tell you something. As I sit here right now on the third day of November, 2025, and I look over my shoulder, and I see the confluence of events that happened in my lifetime to get me to where I am now, it's unbelievable. Now look, steps are ordered by the Lord. Ordered. Spencer, real quickly, go to Webster's old Mr. Webster, and look up order. Proper state, regular disposition is methodological arrangement. As the order of troops in a parade, the order of books in a library, the order of proceedings in a legislative assembly. Order is the life of business. Order is the proper state, adherence to the point in discussion, established mode of proceeding, regular, settled mode of operation, mandate, precept, command, authoritative, rule, regulation. The steps, all of these, the steps of a righteous man are ordered. All of these apply to it. So I want you to know, Randy, for your whole life, God's been preparing you to get you here. Craig, you feel like you're a little bit crazy? It's because your whole life, the Lord has been ordering your steps. All the things that you went to, all the stuff that's happened to you, everything has brought you to this point. And I often say to myself, I went to my grandson's football game yesterday, and I'm sitting there looking and watching football going on in front of me. And I'm thinking, Lord, I know so much more about football than anybody here, and I'm not even involved in it anymore. And the Holy Spirit said, yeah, I used that football to get you where you are now. Folks, that's powerful. That your steps are ordered by the Lord. He delights in your way. And it's not till everything is over that you look back and you see the order. Oh, this happened because of this, and this happened because of this, and this connected this, and this connected this. And oh, now I see that all of our steps have been ordered by the Lord, and he delights in our way. Holy smoke! What's the Lord preparing you to do? See you tomorrow.